Joining us right now is Jay Walker. He's a Maryland state delegate to discuss allegations. Well, from Governor Hogan. Well, not allegations. There have been allegations made against the Prince George's County Public Schools. And Governor Hogan says, look, there's smoke, there's fire. I would like to have an independent investigation.
We've asked the State Board of Elections to, State Board of Education, immediately start to begin an investigation, a thorough and complete investigation, because we want to get to the facts.
So let's welcome Jay Walker to us, right to the show right now. Jay, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Now, from what I understand, there was an investigation that was already done by the Maryland State Department of Education. So why would the governor want yet another investigation?
Well, there were some questions involved in terms of how that investigation was conducted. I think because it came from an anonymous source, anonymous tip, then they're not obligated to really become as thorough as they need to be. So that during that investigation, I was under the impression, I wasn't part of it, but I was under the impression that they went and interviewed Dr. Maxwell, then Dr. Maxwell referred the three people to talk to. You know, that's kind of like the equivalent of if you're going through a divorce, you talk to your spouse, and then your spouse refers three friends, and they're probably going to pick three friends that are going to speak positively of you rather than give you the truth.
Yeah, allegations of grade fixing are pretty serious because they affect not only the kids whose grades are being fixed because they're being passed through without really doing the work, but it also affects the kids who really truly do the work and actually earn the grade. And if we want the kids to be ready for the world to be able to get a good job when they get out, they have to be able to do the work. So this doesn't suit anyone. The governor spoke about where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's a lot of smoke. Do you agree with him on that?
I think he got that quote from me, to be honest. I'm the chair of the Prince George's County delegation. And when certain whistleblowers came and talked to me about what they were alleging, I said, hey, I don't want to find anything. You know, let's start by saying that first and foremost. I'm hoping this investigation finds nothing because as an elected leader, you know, I take pride in going to graduations and seeing the great job that our teachers and students are doing. However, you know, as you mentioned before, with all the fighting we do for education funding in Annapolis to bring it back to make sure we have a world-class school system, we want to make sure it's exactly that, a world-class school system. And when you start hearing about these stories, and ever since this news is broken, I've heard more of people that have come and talked to me in my grocery store and whenever I'm at my kids' basketball games, they're saying, hey, we've heard about this and we know some examples of this taking place. But, you know, a lot of that's hearsay, but that's why I came up with it. There seems to be a lot of smoke, but in this case, I'm hoping there's no fire.
So when you say there's a lot of smoke, are there any specific examples that have really stuck out to you that you're like, whoa, that doesn't sound right?
I mean, yes, there are. You know, it's an instance from a lot of the teachers. You know, a lot of the teachers say that they wouldn't change a grade at all. You know, this is going, you know, nothing documented, but they call and say, it's tough for me as a teacher to know a kid has failed 12th grade history, which you have to pass in order to get a diploma, and then I'm shaking the young man's hand as he crosses the stage. And when you hear that, you're like, how does that happen? And the teachers want to know how that's happening as well.
Are the teachers being helpful at all as this process gets underway? Because I imagine a lot of teachers are going to feel like, well, we need to protect our own here. We're under attack. You're claiming that we're fixing the grades. We don't want to be a part of this. What's been the response from teachers?
It's been very positive. From the ones that I've talked to, you know, they're very courageous people to come out and, you know, take a chance and, you know, with making sure that whistleblower laws are going to protect these employees of the school system. You know, and at the end of the day, I've heard from a number of teachers, and teachers know that we support them 100%. It's just a matter of, hey, if this was done, if you've got some bad apples, then maybe some changes need to be made. And I think more importantly, we want to know if there's something here that needs to be fixed, then let us know that so we can fix it and move on. If there's nothing there at all, then let's go ahead and put this behind us in a hurry and continue to move forward.
Yeah, and Governor Hogan actually addressed this. And again, this is courtesy of Fox 5, which did a report on this and spoke to some of the people involved. And they did speak to some school staff members who have all asked to remain anonymous because of fear of retribution.
Anything you would say to people hesitant to come forward?
I would say that, you know, our state is going to aggressively protect any whistleblowers that come forward with information. The state school system and our offices, the Attorney General, will make sure that nobody's going to get their have their rights violated by coming forward, and they shouldn't feel threatened. So we'll make sure they're protected.
Jay, you've said, I'm seeing in some of the coverage here, you said that you don't think the teachers are mostly the focus, that you think that it could be higher up than the teachers, that somebody in leadership was making them fix these grades?
When you say making, that's a strong word to use, and goes back to, hey, I'm hoping there's nothing there at all,
right,
that this is all, you know, smoke. But when you talk about it, I mean, a teacher has to get approval to fix grade. They cannot go in there as a teacher and change a grade just on their own. And they've got to get approval from principal. They've got approval from a regional manager, from the registrar of records. So it's something to see, you know, if this is occurring, how it's occurring. That's why if there's a problem that's being that we see, then what's the solution to solving this, and what do we do? Because at the end of the day, you know, I just got to repeat this. It's all about these students. If this is taking place, think about the disservice that we're doing to our students, sending them out into the real world, thinking that they're possibly college ready when they're not, thinking that they're, you know, they pass this course and they're able to compete in a global society.
Right.
And not even global, but even in this area, in a regional society that's highly competitive for education. You know, we fight tooth and nail every year to bring back funding to our schools and all of our schools in Maryland. And we want to make sure that we're getting a true return on our investment.
All right, Delegate Walker, hope you can get to the bottom of it. Thanks very much.